For all Germans applying for a new passport, the experience might feel more akin to going to a police station. From now on, they'll have their fingerprints taken. Germany is introducing the second phase of biometric passports. For 2 years, all new German passports have contained a chip, which stores biometric data about the passport holder, including a digital photo. But all passports issued from now on will also include the holder's fingerprints. The German government says the new passports will be harder to forge, which will help in the fight against organised crime and terrorism. Officials at Potsdam Town Hall near Berlin, one place where people apply for a new passport, say the new system is user-friendly.
We usually take fingerprints from the left and right index fingers with a little scanner. The whole process is clean and uncomplicated, and we don't use any black ink or anything like that.
But while most people hope the system is secure, some citizens' groups are critical of the use of fingerprints in passports due to personal liberty concerns. And even the government's data protection officer isn't convinced that storing fingerprint information on a chip will make the passports less open to forgery.
It would be useful if we could reduce the likelihood of forgery. But on the other hand, you have to say that already German and European passports are almost impossible to forge. At least since photos have been stored on chips in our passports, I know of no case where a passport was successfully faked.
Critics of the biometric passports have also lambasted the government for failing to reveal how much the introduction of these documents will cost. The German Interior Minister says that fingerprints are as unique as people themselves, and these new passports should help governments stay one step ahead of criminals. But only time will tell whether storing biometric details on a chip can completely prevent people from faking passports. Joanna Partridge for Reuters.